In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the blessed repose of the soul of our brother Trini Chavez and for Miguel Campos. Earlier this morning, we laid to rest Diana, so if you could continue to please pray for her and the consolation of her family, the beautiful funeral Mass that we had today. And I received a message from a young missionary, very far from here. You would have no idea who these people are, but there's a marriage that's kind of on the rocks right now. And if you could pray for a Michaela and a Noah, who are struggling right now in their marriage, asking for urgent prayers. I want you to think about something for a moment. Think about that a time in your life when you had a particular friend at school or at work or somebody who was a peer of yours who you realized was the person to hang out with. Somebody who was really, really, in your eyes, a cool person. Somebody who just seemed to have everything together. You just wanted to be around them, to be with them, to be seen, to be associating with them, so that some of what they have would rub off on you. What are some of the things that you did? The way you acted? The things that you were willing to go through and to be put through so that you might be associated with them? Think again at the time when you were in your life, maybe where you were seeking to court a particular young man or a young woman, to enter into a deeper dating relationship toward marriage, or maybe marriage wasn't even on your mind, but you were headed toward an intimacy of relationship in that way with somebody of that desirous sex. What are the ways in which sometimes you made yourself to be foolish, or the ways you gave up what you were desiring, what would naturally be normal to you, and decided to take on the desires, the effects, the propositions that they thought were so desirous, and so you'd make yourself more desirous toward them, to impress them. Again, think maybe about a work situation, maybe where you were entering into a job as newly entering into it, first job or first real step toward a career, where you yourself saw yourself as, this is something that I really need to make sure that I make an impression, so that not only am I seen as well in these first few moments of this job, or so that I might get a promotion, so that I might be recognized for my goodness, so that others may see me and then want to follow me or allow me to rise up in this way so that I can continue to grow within this organization, this job, this position. What are the things that you invested yourself into? How many long hours did you put into it? What sort of change in dress or attitude did you allow yourself to go through that you might be to seem more pleasing to a boss? It takes a lot of work, doesn't it, to do all those things. It takes a lot of your energy to be pleasing to others. And it doesn't always pay off, does it? Sometimes it pays off rather poorly. Anytime we try to bank our sense of self, our sense of worth, our sense of who we are on the changing opinions of others, we always are the less for it. And there's something of us often that has to die in order to accomplish that in a particular way, not to mention the exhaustion that it takes to take on a mind of another person and to give ourselves to pleasing such a person. In the end, often we feel like we've let ourselves be made foolish. What our Lord is asking us here today within these great readings is to see things from a different perspective, to take on a different mind, a different way of interacting with the world, something that lasts, something that is counterintuitive to everything that we see that has worked within all these situations and every exterior act that we make, but rather to hide all those good things and do it in such a way that we will find great reward. Our Lord says, take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your Heavenly Father. Our Lord does not say that you will have only a little recompense, but in fact says that you will have zero recompense from your Heavenly Father. These are radical statements, but our Lord is speaking his own words. He who is the Word, he who is truth himself and cannot bear any lie within himself, reminds you and I that we work for a reward which is not to be visited upon this life, but rather to be visited in the life which is to come. And to bank our heart on seeing that recompense or return or reward, not in this life, but in that life which knows no end. We spoke about it just a few days ago, speaking about what our Lord says in the Gospel of Matthew. Store up for yourselves, he says, treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, where thieves themselves cannot break in and steal. He concludes by saying, for wherever your treasure is, there also will your heart be. As this is the month of the Sacred Heart, I want to share with you something of the work of the Sacred Heart. St. Claude de Colombier is one of those great associates of Margaret Mary Alacoque, who was her spiritual director, and because he too was so converted by the message which was granted to her in her visions of Our Lord in the Sacred Heart, he himself followed in that path, and not only was she the visionary made a canonized saint, but also he, Claude de Colombier, great saint of the Church. And this is what he writes about this very thing, about seeking to please the Father alone. Listen to his words. He says, I myself have resolved never to hesitate when an opportunity presents itself of humbling myself and of letting other people see me as I am and know me as I have been. This will not be difficult if God gives me the grace to remember that the less we are esteemed by men, the more we are esteemed by God, and is He alone that I desire to please. I've noticed that when we are very careful to mortify and humble ourselves in everything, we sometimes become depressed and less ready to serve God because there seems to be less in it for us. This is a temptation which we can conquer by thinking that God only asks these things of us through the immensity of His love. We should aim, therefore, at humbling ourselves to please God as a good friend tries to please his good friend, or as a son seeks to please his good father. There must be no constraint, but a holy freedom of spirit. For this freedom is one of the best signs of true love. It is easy to do things which we know will please one whom we love. A single look, a good thought, a holy desire, that is enough to gain the heart of God in the admiration of heavenly hosts. But to be loved and to be considered by the world as something of value, it requires far more care and fatigue. In quotation of Claude de Colombier. What do we see here? We see here not but what we began this meditation on. Whom do we seek to please? What effort does it require? And what reward ultimately is granted? You and I spend so much of our lives trying to please other people as friends to impress them. The way we dress, the way we act, the way we do things, those who we've courted or sought to enter into deeper intimacy and relationship with. The ways in which we've sought to acquire status with the world, with our jobs, with other people. Often those things go way unrequited, way undervalued. And then in the end, we find ourselves less after so much effort. But what does it take to please God? A simple holy aspiration. A simple turning to the Lord and saying, help, I have nothing. A simple revealing of our own weakness, which God already knows. But in the instant when we reveal that weakness, our weakness is the very same thing that draws the heart of God all the more to burn for you and I. Ask our Lord through His holy, holy, merciful gaze. Here as He stands before us in the Eucharist, as He's there waiting the tabernacle, as He's held high aloft after the consecration, when He's raised over the priest's head for you to gaze in adoration, as He stares at you here from the statue of His most sacred heart, looking down upon you from the cross. Ask Him for the grace to reveal some of that weakness which you yourself have. As St. Claude de Colombier says, to humble ourselves before God, to reveal to Him a sense of our own weakness. For when we reveal weakness, unlike the world who likes to mock and ridicule weakness, when we reveal weakness to the Lord, it moves all the more His compassion. For in revealing our weakness to Him, we reveal that we trust Him to be our strength in the midst of those moments when we are weak. As our Lord speaks to you and I today, He says, do not do such things, whatever they may be good, but they may be observed, viewed, and praised by men. For if you do so, your reward remains in this life. But do in such a way that your Father, who is hidden, might see them. And that your Father, who sees that which is hidden, He will indeed repay you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.